Joining us on the phones today from the Warden area, Paul Heaton's our guest. He's involved with the second annual Calves to Cure, which is coming up next Thursday, September 17th, out at Billings Live, and that'll be at 1 o'clock. Going to raise funds to find a cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And nice to speak with you, Paul. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Nick.
If you could, for those that are unfamiliar, can you just tell us what DMD is?
DMD is Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a genetic disease that affects the longest gene in the human body, the dystrophin gene, and it causes muscles to break down and turn into scar tissue. It generally just affects boys, and their muscles break down, turn into scar tissue, and they're in a wheelchair around age 12 and generally don't make it out of their 20s.
Is it rather rare, Paul?
Yes, it's really rare. There's 15,000 boys in the U.S. with it, 300,000 worldwide.
Okay,
so
I see.
You do the math, and that's pretty rare.
Yeah, you're getting involved with this, putting this together, involving your son, Grant. I was just interested how he was diagnosed with this. Was it something that started when he was quite young?
Yeah, we noticed when he was about 3 that he was having some trouble walking and getting around. He's a little behind.
I see.
And so we got some testing done. We thought it was his hips. His hips were fine. And one of the doctors noticed the way that he got up off the ground, which is a test for Duchenne in itself. And then we did a blood test and a genetic test, and he had Duchenne is what it was.
I see. Hey, Paul, if you could just give us, how did the Calves to Cure come about? Obviously, it's to raise money for the research, but this is kind of a partnership between at least a few people that make this happen.
Yeah. There's no cure, or there's no cure or really even a treatment for it. There's nothing we can do. So the only way that we can fight this disease is to raise money for research. So
All
we
right.
teamed up with Cure Duchenne, who, through venture philanthropy, invest money in startups that are doing research. And Cure Duchenne was started by Deborah and Paul Miller out of California, and they run it. And they have a son, Hawken, who has Duchenne. And then BLS was thankfully willing to help us when we come up with the idea for doing a sale.
You bet.
And, yeah, we're as many people as helping as possible to help us with our fight to hopefully find a cure someday for this disease.
Paul Heaton is our special guest. Let's take a couple minutes, if we could. Give us the sale details as we look ahead to next Thursday out at BLS.
Thursday, September 17th, at BLS, it's a regular all-class cattle sale day there, and our sale is an all-class cattle sale.
Right.
The sale starts at 9, the regular sale, and at 1 o'clock is our portion of the sale, all the donated animals. If somebody wants to donate an animal, they can pick the amount out of their check they want to donate. They don't have to donate the full animal. They can donate 50% or a set dollar amount, you know, like
okay.
$20 or $100.
Sure.
And then we will be auctioning off a whole beef donated by Cyan Land and Livestock Company out of Pompey's Pillar, and Cowboy Meat Company and Charlie Hollenbeck from Forsyth are donating the processing. So you can, if you don't have an animal to donate, you can bid on a beef and help us raise some money. And then anybody that donates an animal to our portion of the sale, regardless of the amount of money they want to donate, goes into a drawing for a Ruger 6.5 Creedmoor rifle donated from 406 Precision and Jordan Harmon out of Twin Bridges.
All right. And last year was the first annual that you held, kind of the inaugural. How was the sale last year?
It blew away all my expectations.
Great.
We raised about $17,000 between animal donations and cash donations. You know, sale day the 17th, if you don't have an animal and you don't have time to sit through the auction to bid on a beef, you can swing by and we'll be there, and you can write a check to Cure Duchenne and we will get it to them and raise money that way also.
All right. And Paul, if they'd like to find out more information on this, maybe the background or more on Duchenne, what's the best way? Maybe go online, do some research?
Yeah, you can check out our Facebook page.
All right.
at Calves to Cure DMD, or give me a call, 406-660-1208, or get a hold of Billings Livestock Commission, 406-245-4151.
All right. Well, we'll get ready for that. Great job for everybody. I hope we continue to raise more money and wish the best to you or your family and Grant out in Warden as we get ready for the Cavs Dick here going to be coming up on next Thursday out at Billings Livestock.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on the phone. Again, that's the second annual Cavs Dick here next Thursday, the 17th at BLS. Open sale. They're going to start the sale at 9 a.m. Then they'll sell the donated animals at 1, raising funds to find a cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy.